The next patient is Nelson Moody. The last name is M-O-O-D-Y. This is a clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that is originally from Maine State, Maine. He has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. He has retinopathy. And this time, the patient comes for a follow-up of CKD4. He had a GFR that was around 20 mL per minute with a proteinuria of 7 grams period. This patient has been evaluated for kidney transplant, and he has the opportunity to have a living related donor that has to be tested period. The patient is asymptomatic. In the laboratory workup that was done on March the 21st of 2023, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine of 4.1 with an estimated GFR of 15 mLs per minute. The potassium is 4.2, the CO2 is 23, the chloride is 101. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 9.2 grams per gram of creatinine, which is a severe nephrotic syndrome. The patient has retained significant amount of fluid without having hypoalbuminemia. He has gained 7 pounds. We are going to use metolazone on top of the torsemide that he takes. We are going to give 5 milligrams of metolazone twice a week. And I gave a prescription for 10 tablets. Following number, there is evidence of vitamin D deficiency. The vitamin D is 19.7. He's not taking vitamin D. We are going to start the patient on 5,000 units of vitamin D3. Following number, the patient has diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.2. Following number, the patient has anemia that is related to CKD, hemoglobin 7.8. Hematocrit is 22.7. This patient needs the replacement of an ESA and iron infusions. Following number, uric acid is 7.4. There is no history of gout or kidney stones. The patient has to be in close contact with the nephrologist up north because he has to start renal replacement therapy pretty soon. We are going to give an appointment to see us in the fall. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and in the dictation and documentation, 7 minutes.